And I'm going to have to answer. If he just wants one, I'm going to say Ad Word Analyzer.
Okay. Why?
And the reason for that being is I use that software at least 5 times a day, minimum.
Wow.
Because every time I get a new niche idea,
mm-hmm.
it's so easy. It's so neat because let's say let's go back to like our dog health idea.
Yeah.
All I'll do is I'll start Ad Word Analyzer. I type in God, I've got that dog health.
Yeah.
Right? It immediately what it does is it pumps out like 200, 300 keywords that are related.
Uh-huh.
And for each keyword, in a really nice, easy to see way, it gives me the number of searches, the number of websites on that keyword, the number of Google ads running, and the number of Overture ads running for each keyword, for maybe like 300 related keywords.
Wow.
So in a sense, like in 2 seconds, he builds my entire website for me. Because I can look at it and say, oh, look, this niche has a high demand, but it only has, 8 Google ads. That means I can compete.
Right, yeah.
I can buy cheap pay-per-click traffic.
Uh-huh.
Or I look at it and say, oh, my God, it's got 150 Google ads. It's extremely competitive. Maybe I don't want to get involved.
Exactly.
So it's just a really, really neat way to quickly check out a niche.
Beautiful. Next question from D. Emery, and D wants to know. She says, "I understand articles will help get traffic and your name out there. What I want to know is, how do you write an article for a niche that you know little about, without sounding like a twit? How do you do that? Write an article without sounding like a twit if you don't know what you're writing about."
Okay, you have to do a lot of research.
Uh-huh.
You have to read up on that material, and so that's a given.
Okay.
Don't try to write something about something you don't know, because you will quickly get called out for it.
Uh-huh.
Especially if it's an active industry, and plus you don't want to mislead people. That's just unethical.
Yeah.
So write, do a lot of research and write about it. Or second of all, you'd be surprised how cheap it is to pay to buy a writer on Elance.
Uh-huh.
I have seen some drop down pathetic prices.
Really?
And I don't like to hire too cheap of writers also.
Uh-huh.
But hey, it can be done. If you're in the beginning, sometimes you're just looking for quantity versus quality.
Right.
But these guys, for the most part, you might end up hiring a writer who either is very good at researching
mm-hmm.
or knows about that topic. And they'll tell you when you post a project at Elance.
Uh-huh.
Most writers respond saying, "Oh, I've already written a lot about this topic, so I know about it."
Okay, yeah. So this is a good way to do it. If you're you have your dog health website, but you're actually a cat lover, you go to Elance and find yourself a dog health writer, and there you've got an instant content provider.
Exactly. Or you just spend a lot of time on dog websites and do a lot of research and learn.
Excellent. Next question from Rekha Singh says, "I'm a student residing in India. Now I'm planning to start my own online business. But I don't have any website, I have no business experience, and I'm totally inexperienced. I don't have a credit card, and I don't know how to start this business. Please tell me how much I'm going to have to spend each month, and how am I going to go about spending it?" As in, I suppose, what are you going to spend it in?
Right. So the issue here also, I remember, was that there's a lack of credit card,
mm-hmm.
And she had addressed that with me, and I will be honest, it is very, very, very difficult to run an internet business without a credit card.
Okay.
Because of the fact that you have to make payments for advertising, and that's pretty much universally the only accepted tool. Some places will accept checks, and they'll accept things like that, but it just gets so slow.
Right, yeah.
You mail out a check, especially if you're international mailing, it's going to take a week or two to get there, and then it's just like it's a snail pace.
Right.
So if anyone who's listening, if you can have access, for example, I think Rick has in India, and so you have access to getting a credit card, that should be your first order of business.
Uh-huh.
For if you want to start a business, is one, get a bank account,
because mm-hmm.
you need a bank account. Second, either get a debit card, which is like a checking card, which works just like a credit card.
Yeah.
Or get an actual credit card. You don't need a huge limit. You just need something. How much can she expect to spend per month? It's really hard to say. It really depends, how much work are you willing to put in? You can like, for example, like the second tier strategy I gave, you can do it that with zero, but you have to spend a few hours a day emailing people and haggling them and getting them to sign up for your affiliate program and getting them to promote it. Remember, we discussed getting people to sign up is easy.
Yep.
Getting them to promote it is not. So, you know, that's one strategy. If you're going to go about the strategy where you're building a site and you're going to market it and you're going to get content written for it, and you're going to go out and pay for advertising, I would say be willing to spend, you know, to start off at least a few hundred, $300 to $500 a month.
Okay.
In the first month. And that first month, you know, we'll cover your web design, we'll cover your content writing, and we'll cover a little bit of advertising.
Uh-huh.
And then hopefully you can start making some money and then just reinvest all of it back into business.
Now, how do you get people to promote? You mentioned that it's easy to get people to sign up, but it's hard to get them to actually, you know, put in some action and promote. How do you kind of kickstart the people to get them to actually work and promote?
You know, I've never done that particular business model.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm going to guess is if I email someone, like, for example, Terry, if I were to email you and say, look, there's a great program here.
Uh-huh.
I think it works well with your list and it works well with your site.
Uh-huh.
And you respond and say, okay, you let me look at it. You look at it and come back and say, okay, I signed up. But thanks for letting me know. It's a good program.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the issue. Where does that fit into your business plan, though? Because when do you have a chance to promote it?
Uh-huh.
You know, you might be busy for the next 2 months. So the trick really to get you to promote it is I respond, say, oh, thanks, great. I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you signed up. You know, good luck with it. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm here to help.
Uh-huh.
Then a week later, if you haven't seen any money accruing up into your account, a week later you respond and say, hey, Terry, what's going on? Just wanted to follow up, see everything was going, if I can help anyway.
Uh-huh.
And most likely you'll respond and say, oh, no, everything's good. And then likely you might let me know, oh, I'm just waiting until such and such.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send that and I'm going to start promoting it. Or you might not respond at all. Or, you know, or better yet, if he has started promoting it,
uh-huh,
and you've seen some money come into your account, then that's even a better time to email them and say, hey, look, I heard you were, looks like you're doing well with it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me know if I can help you increase your response by any chance.
So basically constant contact.
Yeah, exactly. It's a networking game. Just get your face into that market and just keep contact with everybody.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that takes a few hours a day, and you're not going to see immediate results. So
yeah,
be patient. Because Kevin Bidwell, in his strategy, he says, you know, it may take 2 months of everyday working.
Yeah.
So you got to be ready to work for, you know, a few hours a day and not see anything until maybe a month or two down the road.
Right, okay. Yeah. Next question from Vincent Liao. And Vincent says, let's say I build a mini site for an affiliate program. Do you know how I can get at least 100 visitors per day to my website as soon as possible without paying a single cent on advertising with no article submissions?
Yep, you're going to do link exchanging.
Okay, that's very simple.
That's the best way to do it, link exchanging or start doing forum promotions. If you start participating in a forum, mm-hmm, and if you participate in a couple forums and you do actively maybe five posts or so a day,
mm-hmm,
and if it's an active forum, I think you should be able to get about 100 visitors. But, you know, that's on your part requires activity every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really just want to build up traffic so it comes every day and you don't have to do anything for it, yeah, do some link exchanging.
Excellent. Next one from Sandra Hedich. And Sandra wants to know, she says, I've been told you need to have an autoresponder with at least 7 messages to send out the messages to someone when they sign up for whatever business or product that you're selling. I'm new to this and I paid for an autoresponder, but I have no idea what or how to write a series of messages. So how do I get, first of all, how do I get it on my site? And I've been offered many scripts, but what do I do with them? And I'd like to know how to get started writing a newsletter.
Okay, so...
Should I start off maybe first question first? She's got an autoresponder and she has no idea how to write a series of messages.
Okay, so first, the answer to that is, you need to find some examples that have already been done.
Okay.
So in your niche, you need to go find someone who has written a similar course,
mm-hmm,
and sign up for it and then read through it and see how they do it. Mm-hmm. And if there's more than one, perfect. Sign up for all of them. and really read how they do it. Second of all, there's a lot of material, that you can buy online. I know that itself in the Affiliate Classroom, we have in our marketing library a couple of very good books about autoresponders and how to do them and how they work.
Okay.
So really, just have some patience, learn, just observe and look around and see what other people are doing and sign up for as many of them as you can and read them all.
Excellent. The next part, she says, I paid for a website and it has something called cPanel and I don't even understand the instructions. She said that she finds them very hard to use. So it would be nice if there was one website that she could go to and find information that's written in plain layman's terms, kind of a step-by-step how to do things instead of saying here's what to do but not telling you how. Is there a website like that?
So it really depends on the guy who designed it and what he gave her. This is running into the same problem I had discussed before, is most affiliate marketers are running into this issue of web building.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, whatever system she has could be very different, could be very unique, and so she can go to a lot of websites and they'll get very technical very quickly and she'll get lost very quickly.
Yeah.
I think for someone who's not computer savvy, who's not programming savvy, going into your cPanel and going into your databases is just a big no-no.
Uh-huh.
I think even with directions, if you you can screw up pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
She has an option of either paying or getting someone who's familiar with this type of coding,
uh-huh,
and paying them on a regular basis to keep their site updated. And I know that sounds expensive, but if you go to websites like Elance and ScriptLance,
uh-huh,
it's not that expensive to hire someone.
Okay.
Or second of all, if she's looking for a really, really, really easy builder,
mm-hmm,
where she just logs into a place, does some clicks, types some things in, and it builds the site, I would recommend, once again, what I discussed before, either Site Build It or Site Sell.
Okay.
And Site Build It by Site Sell or SEO Website Builder.
Okay.
Either one of the two. And, of course, like I said, we're working on that on our own end to try to come up with a solution.
Okay. Do you have the website addresses for those two?
Yes. For Site Build It, just go to www.sitesell.com.
Okay.
That's SITESELL.com.
Okay.
And there's clear links to get to the Site Build It program.
Okay.
For SEO Website Builder, it's SEO and then the dash website dash builder.com.
Okay. Super. And the final thing that Sandra was looking for is she wants to know if you could explain viral marketing in about 3 sentences.
Sure. I can probably do it in about 1.
Okay.
It's letting others pass around your material to other people for free promoting your website.
She'll be ecstatic.
So, right. It's just basically letting other people promote you for free.
Okay.
You have to provide them with some form of information.
Uh-huh.
That makes it worthwhile their time. That's it.
So what do you use to do that, to provide the information?
What I found works best online, viral marketing, is some form of free report, PDF report.
Okay.
Like if we go back to the golfing industry, if you provide them with something real content, like a report on, how to quickly, add something to your drive. Or, like, for example, we'll go to a different niche, like basketball.
Uh-huh.
If you were to have a report that says how to make a quick tweak to your shoes to add 5 inches to your jump shot,
yep,
and you provide that for free,
uh-huh,
I can guarantee you, if, for example, if a father of a basketball player lands on that,
uh-huh,
you can be pretty sure he's going to pass it on to his son.
Yep.
And then his son tries it. If it works, the whole basketball team will know about it within, no time.
Right, yep.
So that's viral marketing.
Excellent. Next question from Thuva Tharma. And Thuva wants to know, how do you find an uncompetitive niche within your area of passion and expertise? In my case, it's web design, and there's a lot of competition.
All right, so you have to find something unique about your thing, about you specifically. For example, we've talked about the whole finding your edge.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a big believer in sub-niches.
Okay.
And what a sub-niche basically is I'll give you a perfect example, and I'll give you an example in web designing itself.
Huh?
Web design is a massive term. I mean, it means lots of things to lots of different people.
Huh?
I have a friend of mine who saw that. I mean, think about how many people there are out there who just build these real quick sales page websites,
huh?
These one-page, two-page websites.
Yep.
And he noticed that there wasn't really anyone claiming themselves to be an expert of doing that.
On one-page sites.
On one-page sites.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he said, okay, there's a lot of web designers, and the way I used to do mine were, yeah, I'd go to ScriptLance and say, I need a design, something like this, this, and this. And so he said, okay, I'm going to be the one-page site guy.
Okay.
That's going to be my sub-niche.
Uh-huh.
And now he charges over $500 per design.
Wow.
And let me tell you, he is booked out. And he's booked out by the top, top guys. I'm talking John Reese, Alex Mendozian, Armin Morin, all those guys use them. And you can imagine how many sites those guys build every week, every month.
Exactly, yeah.
He's their sole guy. They go straight to him. So he is booked out. And that's because he picked a sub-niche and went after it. So if you love web designing, you know, that's too general. Ask yourself what about web designing you like. And then become the expert of that thing.
Beautiful. Next question from Marianne Krajkovic, I think. Do you have any recommendation of how to avoid buying or signing up for scams?
Yes. One of the things I always do, and I know that this has been a huge concern, and for the most part, I'm no longer, you know, I found that people's classification of a scam, I think, is it's very loose. Most of the things that I run into online aren't really scams.
Uh-huh.
They might be a bit dishonest,
uh-huh.
Or maybe a little exaggeration in their claims.
Yep.
One of the first things I do is I always check for a review on Google.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. Right. Let's say you wanted to sign up for Affiliate Classroom,
uh-huh.
And you want to make sure that I'm not some kind of, I'm not lying and it's not some kind of BS service.
Yep.
So what I'll do is I'll go to Google and I'll type in Affiliate Classroom, and then the plus sign, and then type in review.
Uh-huh.
Now, Google will go on and look for any website that has written a review on Affiliate Classroom.
Excellent.
So right there, you can read a review written by someone else, a third party, on that program.
Uh-huh.
Second of all is always check testimonials. You know how easy it is for me to type a testimonial, pin a name to it, and voila?
Right, yeah.
So a lot of sites, the credible testimonials, will have a name and some other form of information,
uh-huh.
Like a web URL, an email, or something.
Yep.
Well, whatever they provide, I always go to it, and I always check. I'll give you a perfect example. Very recently, I wanted to buy a service that just sounded way too good to be true,
uh-huh.
But they had some good testimonials.
Yep.
And it's from a group of people who are pretty much well-trusted. So I called up, what I did was I wrote to one of their testimonial persons.
Uh-huh.
And I got in touch with him, and he wrote back, and he actually told me, okay, look, the service is this. You have to be a little bit slick on how you use it.
Huh?
So here's how I make money off of it. And he gave me an entire strategy.
Beautiful.
So, you know, it was great, and it worked out, and I'm going to be getting the service very soon. But you know what? He gave me a strategy. What he told me doesn't work is what I was planning on doing.
Ah.
So yeah. He told me, nope, that doesn't work. And I would have just thought, oh, that's a scam. But it's really not. It's just I didn't use it the right way.
Right, yeah.
And so I always say check testimonials always. And then the third and the most obvious one that people for some reason never do is email them, the person, like the actual owner of the site.
Uh-huh.
And you will be shocked that if it's a scam, they just won't write back to you.
Yeah.
And they're just not going to bother helping you because they don't care. It's a scam. They just want your money.
Exactly.
Then don't buy their product. I always do that. I always do that now. If I'm spending more than like $30-$40,
uh-huh.
I'm not doing it without first sending you an email.
Excellent. So what do you do then as far as she says, I think there's many scams on the net, and many of them are so good that many people are kind of trapped. If you end up getting into a scam, how do you get out?
Very simple. If you use your – always use your credit card.
Uh-huh.
I always say that, and if you can use services like PayPal or whatnot, that's even better. If you use your credit card, getting out of a scam is so simple. You know, for me, I recently was suckered into a $500 scam.
Okay.
In the sense, it wasn't a scam in the sense of, someone promised I was working at a deal to buy a domain name.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, sure, I'll sell it to you, yada, yada, yada. And I've actually lost more than $500 on the deal, but $500 of it was transacted through PayPal.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't, he disappeared off the face of the earth after it, and it all went to crap. And
ooh.
All I do now is, yesterday I called up my credit card company,
uh-huh.
and I said, look, I made this charge, but the service never came through. It's not an authorized charge anymore.
Uh-huh.
Take it off and recover your money. And they said, okay, sir, sorry about the trouble. We'll take it off.
Wow.
So, voila, gone. And the whole problem is now wiped out. I don't have to worry about it. It's a credit card's problem.
Excellent.
And they'll provide a service like that for you because they want your business.
Exactly.
And, I spend God knows how many thousands of dollars a month I spend on them, and they get, out of a whole year, they got one problem. So they don't care.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money off of me.
Excellent. Next question from Mike Tutt. He says, where can I get rights to appropriate non-internet marketing-related free bonuses to add to a pre-sell page? I don't mind paying a bit or doing some work to get it created, but it has to be unique and extremely limited availability, as well as being targeted to my market's perceived needs.
Okay, so there's a lot being asked for there.
Mm-hmm.
And the two things being asked for is, okay, where do I get it?
Yep.
The rights to it, but at the same time, it's got to be very limited, and it's got to be, very targeted. All that basically to me comes and say, yeah, you should focus on getting your own developed.
Okay.
Because, there is a site, nicheology.com, and they have limited membership, and I think it's closed right now. But, okay, what they do is they give you two products a month.
Uh-huh.
Completely done products. All you have to do is put up a sales page and you're ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And they're in niches. So they're not for internet marketing stuff. They're for niches.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. There's 1,500 members of the website.
Okay.
So all those guys get the same products, and they have resale rights to it. So it's not limited,
right.
Really. I mean, it's limited to 1,500 pretty much.
Uh-huh.
But what I suggest for him is go to Elance,
mm-hmm.
and you hire a writer to create what you need. And all you have to spend is a few hundred bucks. I recently had a guide written for me, an ebook for a niche.
Uh-huh.
And this entire process, the entire niche, the entire guide was written. I ended up finding a complete expert in it.
Uh-huh.
And she wrote it for me for $400.
Wow.
So you're looking at, I just got an entire business pretty much for $400.
Excellent. You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
Next question from Ed Allen, and he wants to know, if you had a $1,000 monthly marketing and advertising budget and no internet marketing experience, can you make $3,000 net a month following your system?
Yeah, most definitely. My God, $1,000. My message to Ed is just send me an email. $1,000 a month is very unique to come across someone
uh-huh.
who actually has money to invest into their business, but it's so easy to waste it.
Yeah,
it's just so easy to waste $1,000. It goes in a flash. So be very careful. Use your $1,000 to buy targeted ads, tested ads. Depending on the niche you're in, I would say try solo ads. I would say spend some time perhaps even hiring a company to do some links for you,
uh-huh.
to do a linking campaign. Test banner ads, test getting different links on websites. Like you can actually buy links on websites.
Okay.
And spend a little bit of that $1,000 in setting up a website and
uh-huh.
like the maintenance of the website. But if you really, really want to use that $1,000 wisely, I recommend promoting a recurring product, some form of recurring membership site. Affiliate Classroom is an example where for every member you get $10. So
uh-huh.
every month, if you can use $1,000 to maybe buy yourself even 20, 30 members,
uh-huh.
It looks like, okay, $1,000 and I only refer 20 members, that's only $200, but that's $200 every month.
Every month, yeah.
So you're really just buying your income. So look into different members, look into different recurring types of products.
Okay. Excellent. Next is from Tamara Baruhovich, and she wants to know, one of the most frustrating things for me has been marketing. I understand the affiliate concept to the T when it comes to theory, and I've bought many ebooks and studied them thoroughly, but marketing still remains a mystery to me. I've tested ads, and I've spent many $1,000s online, but still, my my sales haven't been what they should be. They're still sitting at a minimum. I know I must be doing something wrong, but cannot identify it. It seems to me that if there is a secret, it must not only be on how to write efficient copy, but where to place those ads with a limited budget. Can you please advise me on what I can do to get the most out of my marketing budget?
All right. So this is a problem a lot of people usually run into, and I just mentioned it's very easy to spend $1,000 buying traffic.
Mm-hmm.
If I were her, I would look for a little bit more long-term strategies.
Okay.
Rather than short-term. I would spend that money in helping me do some search engine optimization.
Uh-huh.
I would send that money maybe having people write articles for me so that I can submit them in directories.
Okay.
Because, you know, once I submit an article, it sits there for a long time sending me traffic.
Right, yeah.
I would also, like I said, keep going back to, you know, do some link recruiting.
Uh-huh.
And I would spend some time working on getting businesses under my second tier.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I'm doing all of this is, like, the second tier thing, let's say the second tier builds you a recurring income or some form of income of, like, $200 or a few hundred dollars a month.
Yeah.
Well, that's not supposed to help you pay the bills. That's just supposed to help you pay your marketing and advertising expenses.
Okay.
So that you can buy more new marketing. Also, I don't know where, you know, I wish she had said a little bit more about how she's marketing.
Yeah.
But I would focus, you know, I would try things like e-zine advertisements. I would try to buy banners on reputable websites
uh-huh.
that you know have a lot of traffic.
Right.